Hi guys, good morning and thank you for listening to this podcast, Grace Radio Live, today, Tuesday, March 5th, and it's 10:49 a.m. Pacific Time. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to this podcast, Grace Radio Live. I'm Grace Rorick, and I want to welcome all of you today, this morning. Thank you so much for being with us one more time. Thank you for listening to this podcast and keep us going, because thanks to you all, to this dear and beautiful audience, is that that's a fact. That is because of you guys, we are still here. If that wasn't because you listening to this podcast, then we wouldn't be able to be here. So thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart. And today, I hope that you guys are having a great, fantastic day. I'm having a good day, a blessed day. And I speak and declare the same thing for my family, for my husband, my kids, my three children, my two daughters, and my son, and the rest of my family. And for all of you, for the audience, the friends, and everybody, I pray and speak and declare that everybody is going to have a very, very wonderful day full of blessings, and that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is speaking to us, then that we are willing to open our ears, that we are willing to open our minds, our hearts, so the Holy Spirit can speak to us and change our lives in the way that He wants us to be changed. Because the Lord hasn't finished with us. If you are still here in this world, if you are still on the earth, if you are still breathing, then the Lord hasn't finished the work in you. Same with me. He hasn't finished. He's still working in my life. He works every day, and I pray for that, and I ask God to keep working in my life and make me holy and help me to live right and help me to obey His word, to follow His word, to be hungry and thirsty for Him and His presence. And it's what I try to do every day. And today, the Lord spoke to me this word to share with all of you. And it's what I'm doing. I already shared the same word with my other audience. So I want to share this with you right now. And it's already there for my Spanish-speaking audience. The podcast is ready. It's available in all those platforms, so you guys can go and feel free to share that with somebody else if you feel that that blesses your life. Please, please do that. You're going to bless somebody else out there. And the Word of God says like this, is 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And we are going to read the whole chapter. It's very, very small. So stay with me, get comfortable, and just tell the Holy Spirit, speak to me and guide me and help me and make me to fulfill my purpose on this earth, which is your purpose, because that is supposed to be what we are pursuing in our lives. When we know the Lord, we don't walk anymore trying to follow carnal desires. We are not anymore trying to do whatever we want to do to feel good about us, to feed that ego that we have a lot of times. No, everything is totally different when we are in Christ. Everything is completely different when we want to please God, when we want to follow God, when we had an encounter with the Lord and we understand that we were created for a purpose. We were created to do something specific on this earth, every one of us. And how are we going to know? How can we find out what is my purpose? If you don't know, if you don't know how to find that out, get close to Jesus. Get close to God. Open your heart, open your life to the Lord, and He will guide you. He will show you His purpose, your purpose on this earth. But I want just to be clear on about something. The purpose of the Lord for every one of us is good. His plans are plans for good and not for evil. So I just want you to know that God's purposes for our lives are great, are blessed, are amazing. He has a lot of wonderful gifts and blessings in store for us with your name on it, with my name on it. And nobody's going to take that away from us. Nobody. Know the power of darkness. No demons, no people. Nobody will be able to take the blessings of the Lord away from us if we decide, if we are willing to follow that purpose, to follow God's steps. And the Bible says something like this: avoiding lawsuits with Christians. And I will say not only with Christians, but with anybody. God says this: when one of you has a dispute with another believer, how dare you file a lawsuit and ask a secular court to decide the matter instead of taking it to other believers? Don't you realize that someday we believers will judge the world? And since you are going to judge the world, can't you decide even just a little things among yourselves? Don't you realize that we will just angels? So you should certainly be able to resolve ordinary disputes in this life. If you have legal disputes about such matters, why go to outside judges who are not respected by the church? I am saying this to shame you. Isn't there anyone in all the church who is wise enough to decide these issues? But instead, one believer sues another right in front of unbelievers. So that's a shame. Even to have such lawsuits with one another is a defeat for you. And I hope you guys are understanding this and you're getting it. If not, let me know. You can write an email, graceradiolife@gmail.com. Because I want you guys to understand this word of God. You can also ask to the Holy Spirit, and that's the best way to do it. Ask to the Holy Spirit for divine wisdom, and He will give that to you, because God promises that in the Bible. Why not let yourselves be cheated? Instead, you yourselves are the ones who do wrong and cheat even your fellow believers. This is very sad, but it's truth. It's what is happening in this nowadays in the world. Don't you realize? And that's what I said. It's not only for Christians, because how many times we have seen the news and we have watched and hear that some of the people that works in the Catholic Church, and I'm not saying this in general, that all the Catholic people does the same thing. I'm not saying that. So please pay attention. I am not saying that. But how many times we have here Christians, Catholics, and any other people that have been doing things that are totally wrong, like sexually abusing a lot of children, sexually abusing women, or practicing sexual immoralities. We have seen and hear a lot of those horrible things that have been happening with the people that is working, serving, or doing something in churches. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Did you hear that? Did you pay attention? Did you open your ears? The people that do wrong is not going to inherit the kingdom of God. That people won't enter in the kingdom of God. Don't fool yourselves, those who indulge in sexual sin or who worship idols. Listen to this. Whatever things that the Bible is saying here specifically, and very clearly, like God is talking to us in a very clear way so we can understand His word. He says, whoever does wrong won't inherit the kingdom of God. But not only that, whoever indulges in sexual sin. Anybody that does this won't inherit the kingdom of God. Or whoever worships idols. Those idols, it could be one of those idols that people make with their hands, that people go and pray to them, asking miracles to those idols. And the Bible says that we don't worship any idols. The only one that has power to listen to us and answering to us and do those miracles that we need is God, is Jesus, is the Lord, is the Holy Spirit. And God says He doesn't want us worshiping any other idol. And it's not talking only about that, but you can make your house an idol. You can have your car, jewelry, or shoes, clothes, makeup, your body, your face, the way that you look, all your diplomas and certificates and everything, your career. You can have that as an idol as well. But all these people that God is mentioning here, it clearly says, won't inherit the kingdom of God. And keep listening, please. People that commit adultery or are male prostitutes or practice homosexuality or you that offend people or insult people. If you drink alcohol and you are drunk, drunkards, the Bible says you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. If you are abused person, if you abuse children, if you abuse elders, if you abuse your wife or your husband, if you abuse your employees, if you are an abusive person, or cheat on people, none of this will inherit the kingdom of God. Some of you were once like that, because yes, a lot of people were living that way. A lot of people were cheating on their husbands or their wives. A lot of people were committing adultery. A lot of people were in the homosexuality world, committing sexual sins like immoralities, people doing wrong to others, being unfair, talking about people. Any kind of evil, any kind of wrong things. The Bible is saying clearly, whoever does any of this won't inherit the kingdom of God. But it's clearly saying at the end, some of you were once like that, but you were cleansed. The blood of Jesus cleansed you. The blood of Jesus washed you. The blood of Jesus. Because once you came to God, you opened your heart to the Lord. You gave your life to Jesus. You repented from your sin. The Holy Spirit came inside of you. And He started changing your life. And now you are walking in the light. You are not in the darkness anymore. And you are following God's will. You live every day of your life. You try to make sure that you live right. That you do the right thing, that you're fair, that you live holy, that you don't live in sin. you were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. By the Holy Spirit is what I just told you. So a lot of people, well, everybody, because the Bible says that everybody had sin. So we walk with the Lord . But before we knew the Lord, we probably were living in sin. Maybe you are going to say, well, I've been faithful to my wife. I've been faithful to my husband, like since the first day we met, since the first day we got married, since the first day we started with our relationship, I've been faithful. I don't steal. I don't drink. I don't get drunk. I don't cheat on my husband or my wife. I don't do any of those things that the Bible says. But certainly we were walking in the darkness without God in our lives. And the only way to walk with the Lord is giving Him our lives, is giving Him our hearts. It's being close to Him like every day, hungry and thirsty for the Lord, praying, fasting, worshiping the Lord, seeking for His kingdom, seeking for what is His will. Anything that we are going to do, that we are about to make any decision, we go to the Lord and we pray and we ask God, Father, is this your will? Show me your will. Reveal me what I'm supposed to do in this situation, how I am supposed to react. Even though we know that God wants us to love always, that God wants us to be patient, that God wants us to show that we love, that we have love, even for our enemies. We know what is good and bad. We know the evil and the good. We know that it's heaven and hell. We know that we can do bad things, but we decided to do good. We decided to walk with Jesus. We decided to walk in the light. We decided to leave our sinful desires and sinful ways. Leaving that behind us, putting that on the side, because we don't want to do nothing with that anymore. We want to walk with Jesus. We want to follow the Lord. We want to please God. We want to do God's will. We want to live right. We want to go to heaven. We want to walk in the light. And the Word of God keep saying, avoiding sexual sin. You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And yes, it's totally right. We can do anything we want. I can do anything I want to if I want to, but I don't want to. I decided to follow Jesus. I decided I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to have nothing to do with drugs, nothing to do with alcohol, nothing to do with nicotine, nothing to do with prostitution, nothing to do with stealing, nothing to do with cheating, nothing to do with all those things. I don't want nothing to do with gossip or gossiping. I don't want to talk about people. I don't want to do nothing with having ego in my heart, full of pride, thinking that I'm more special than anybody else in this house, in my classroom, in my at work, or everywhere that I go. Everybody's special. And if you are with God, you have God in your life, you know that you have a purpose. The other people has a purpose too. But they don't know yet. They haven't discovered that yet because they don't know how. They need to come to Jesus. If your heart is not right with God, you won't be able to see the light. You won't be able to hear the voice of the Lord. You won't be able to... The Holy Spirit is going to talk to you, but you're not going to listen to the Holy Spirit. And if you listen, if you know that He's talking to you and He's trying to call your attention, you're going to ignore Him because you are not living right with God, because you are far away from God. You're running away from the Lord. You're walking away from the Lord, and you don't want to hear the word of God. You don't want to open the Bible. You don't want to go to church. You don't want to listen to somebody talking about God, because you know that you're living in sin, and you know that that is not right. That is not God's will for your life, but you don't want to listen because you feel guilty, because you don't want to feel that, oh, I didn't have excuses. You want to live in sin. But God is saying, you say, I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. Even that you are allowed to steal, even that you can, that you have the chance, that you have the opportunity to do this, to do that, that is bad, but it's going to give you something at the moment, pleasure or something, or money or whatever, that is going to be a temporary thing. Plus, it's not coming from a good source. You can do anything you want. I can do everything I want, but I know that some things and a lot of things are not good for me, and I'm not going to do it, and I don't want to do it, and I don't need that in my life. I don't need drugs in my life. I don't need alcohol in my life to feel happy, to be happy, to smile, to express my feelings or my love or my nothing. I don't need none of that to be happy, to have peace, to feel complete, to express my feelings. I have everything that I need. It's God, it's the Lord, it's the Holy Spirit in my life inside of me, and I don't need nothing else because I have everything with Him and I have everything in Him. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. And you can say, a lot of people say this, food was made for the stomach and the stomach was made for food. So this is true. So someday God will do away with both of them. One day that's not going to exist anymore. And yes, you have a stomach and you have food, and you say, well, I've had my stomach and I have all that delicious food. I'm going to keep eating, 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 until when you see you ended up like a balloon and you don't feel good and you want to throw up. And then you can digest that food because you ate so much. You ate so much carbs and sugar and all that you don't feel good, that you start feeling sick. But you were saying, I have my stomach and I have the food. I'm not going to waste that. I'm eating it. we need to take care of our bodies, because the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And it keeps saying this. But you can't say that our bodies were made for sexual immorality. The Word of God says you cannot say that the body was made for sexual immorality, because it wasn't made for that. God didn't create you so you can go and do all the sexual immorality that you want. God didn't make your body for that. God didn't create you for that. They were made for the Lord. And the Lord cares about our bodies. If you thought that the Lord doesn't care about your body, the Lord cares about your body, and He watches over you. And when you are in darkness, when you turn the light off, when you are in your room sinning with those sexual immoralities, with that homosexual thing going on, God watches everything, and God watches you, and He cares about your body, and He cares about your soul and your heart, your mind. That's why He's speaking to you right now, because He doesn't want you to go to destruction. He doesn't want you to die in sin. He wants you to repent. He wants you to come back to His ways. He wants you to be in His will, walking in His will, walking in your purpose, but not that purpose of sin, not the purpose, I'm going to do what I want. Your purpose should be God's purpose for your life. Because when we walk with the Lord, I don't even think about any other purpose than the purpose that God has for me. And it's the only thing I am focused, totally focused on that purpose. I don't want any other purpose. I want to do what I was created for. I want to fulfill my purpose on this earth. And nobody else can fulfill my purpose, only me. Nobody else can fulfill your purpose, only you. And the enemy is trying to destroy you. The enemy came to lie, to destroy, to steal, but Jesus came to destroy the plans of the enemy. And no one thing that the plans that the Lord has for you are plans for good and not for evil. God is speaking to you, and God wants you to understand. God wants you to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. You are walking in sin. You are walking in death. You are walking in darkness. You are walking away from the Lord. And the Lord is saying, and He was speaking to us yesterday, and He was saying, the more I call you, you get away from me, the farther you go. I call you and you go farther from me. But God wants you to come back to Him. He loves you. He doesn't love the sin, but He loves you. He's not mad at you. He is in love with you. But He doesn't want you. That's why. Because He loves you and He is in love with you. He doesn't want you to perish. He doesn't want you to go to hell. He doesn't want you to have eternal death. He wants you to have eternal life. He wants you to have peace. He wants you to, when you go to sleep, you know that if you pass during your sleep, you go with the Lord. And you are going to see God face to face. And He's going to tell you good job. You follow me. You did your work. Well done. Come enter in my kingdom, my child. Or do you want to hear, I don't even know you. Go to hell. I don't even know you. But God, Jesus, I was praying. I grew up in church. I was preaching. I was talking about your goodness and your word. I was singing. I was playing the guitar, the piano, the keyboard. I was a teacher at the Bible school. I was the pastor. I was the pastor's wife. I was doing this, I was doing that. I was speaking in tongues. And he's going to say, I don't know you. And you won't be able. You won't have the doors of heaven open it for you. Which one do you want to hear? Because right now you are breathing, you are alive, and God is giving you the opportunity, the chance. Do you know if you're going to live tomorrow? To the next day, next week? You don't know. I don't know. If God decides to take me today, praise God. I'm ready. I'm going to see my Lord and Savior. And I am going to go and run to Him and kiss His feet and tell Him how grateful I am for loving me so much, for having mercy on me so much, for forgiving me so much, for not letting me die in sin, but being so merciful to me, loving me, hugging me, being with me when I was alone and rejected, when I was in need. But I have always walked with the Lord. And that will be the biggest joy, the biggest day for me. Are you ready? Are you ready to go with the Lord? If you die today, if you die tomorrow, are you ready to go with the Lord? Okay, it keeps saying, but you cannot say that our bodies were made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord. And the Lord cares about our bodies. And God will raise us from the dead by His power, just as He raised our Lord from the dead. Don't you realize that your bodies are actually part of Christ? Should a man take his body, which is part of Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never! Never! And don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her? For the scriptures say, the two are united in ones. But the person who is joined joined to the Lord is one spirit with Him. Listen to this. Run. Run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. And we know what is that, with His blood. So you must honor God with your body. I don't think that this needs any explanation, any extra explanation, because it's so clear that God is telling us, run from sexual sin, run from sexual immorality. And God is telling us what not to do and what to do. And this is the Bible, and it's instruction, and it has instructions for all of us, how to live right, how to live a holy life, and how to live in a way that we will enter in the kingdom of God. I don't know you, and I don't know the way that you're living your life, whoever you are listening to this podcast this morning. But one thing I know for sure, and is that the Lord is speaking to you today. The Lord is speaking to you today. And if you want to live that eternal life that God promises, you need to get away from sin. You need to repent. You need to come back to God. If you have been trying to get away from God because you live in sin, that sin is going to take you where death is. You will find death at the end of the way. The only thing that you will see is going to be darkness, is going to be calamity, is going to be pain, hurts, bleeding, regrets, tears. Maybe you lose everything that you have, so and that God helped you to achieve and receive and complete. Maybe you're going to lose all of that. And you're going to be broken, full of pain. God doesn't want you to live that way. God wants to avoid all of that in your life. And that's why He's speaking to you. Repent from your sin. Run from sexual sin. Stop sinning, because God watches everything. And every time, the way that you live, every decision that you make, every plan that you decide to make in your life, that you know that is not part of God's plan for you, but you keep going, then all of that is going to have consequences. And you better be prepared. If you don't want to listen to the Lord, you better be prepared to suffer the consequences of your poor decisions, to suffer the consequences of your actions, to suffer of the consequences of your disobedience to the Lord. Many people make poor decisions about their education. Many people make poor decisions about their careers. They don't want to keep starting going to school because they don't like school. It's bored. And a lot of young people decided that they don't want to continue with their formal education. But one day they realize, how I didn't do it, how I made a poor decision, where my mind was, what I was thinking, what in the world I was thinking, that I made a very poor decision that made me suffer. Everything has consequences. But you, maybe you made a great, the best decision for your career, for your education. But maybe you are making the poorest decisions of your life about your life with God. Living in sin. You don't want to make the best decisions. And you are running away, not from the sin, running away from God. Getting close to the sin and close to the death and close to the suffering time that is going to come, because consequences, every action of us has consequences. And everybody knows that. Positive, negative, good, bad consequences, we are going to face them. There's going to be the time that we are going to face those consequences. Maybe at that time we repent. If we have time, praise God. But we have to suffer. And God doesn't want you to suffer. He wants to avoid that in your life. He wants you to be prosperous, to have peace, to have joy, to be blessed, to have that life of abundance that He prepared for every one of us. But if you don't get away from the sin, then you are walking away from God. And God clearly says, whoever is friend of this world and the sin and the way that everybody wants to live becomes enemy of God. If you want to be my friend, God says, then you want to be, and you are going to be enemy of this world, of these rules. But if you want to be my friend, then you have to be against all those things, all those sinful ways. If God doesn't approve something, let me tell you something. If you want to do God's will, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to live holy, you do not change or try to change what God didn't approve. Because we cannot break God's law. We cannot go against God's will, God's commandments. We cannot break them. We cannot change it. And we are not trying to do it. I will never try to change God's will. I will never try to change, oh, God didn't approve this. Oh, God. If God said something, He knows the past. He knows the present. He knows the future. He knows the life and death. He knows what is ahead at the end of the road. And that's where He wants to prevent us from suffering, from death, from eternal death. We need to seek the presence of the Lord in order to have that revelation, in order to try. If you cannot listen in God's voice, if you have trouble listening or discern that, having that discernment, pray and fast and go apart and say, Father, I'm praying, I'm fasting. And your Bible says that whoever seeks for you and your presence and your kingdom, you are going to reveal us things that we don't know, things that other people don't know, things that other people can't understand. But for that, it's not that you are just sitting down on your couch in front of the TV all day long, 24/7. You're not going to receive any revelation there. You're going to fill your mind with every single picture, imagine, and words that you hear there. But if you get apart and seek for the presence of the Lord, I tell you what, and I promise you, because God promises that and God doesn't break his promises, he will reveal you what you need to know, what you need to see clear in your life. If you don't understand something, he will show you in a way that you understand. He will guide you. He will help you, and you will be able to understand and listen to his voice. And you will have peace. If you don't have peace about something, don't do it. Don't do it. If you know that you're doing something that is not God's will for your life, stop. Stop right now. Don't proceed. Don't keep going. Don't stop. Stop, because you're going to curse your life, because you are going to go out of God's protection. You don't want to lose it. I don't want to walk out of God's protection. I need that. I need that. If you are doing something, if you are about to do something that is not God's will for you, and you know that, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't destroy your life. Go back to Jesus. Run from that sin. Repent. Because the Lord is faithful and he loves us so much, and he loves you so much. He doesn't love the sin that you are living in, but he loves you so much. And if you have committed sin, he will forgive you. If you confess your sin and you get apart from it and you get away from it, he is faithful to forgive you and you will prosper. But if you don't do it, you will die in that sin. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And this is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit guiding me. I just open my mouth and the Holy Spirit is pouring the words. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, Grace Radio Life. I'm Grace Rorick, and I see you guys here tomorrow. I will be back tomorrow. God bless you. I love you guys.